Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
wonderful living God, in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored once again being committed and dedicated to the calling on my life and what God has called for me to do. And so thus I come forth on this evening to continue forth reading the Word of God from Genesis to Revelations, praise God. I figured on recognizing the Word of God comes forth more importantly than my soulless thoughts and mentalities. And if I sacrifice and let go and let God, he will show up. And when he shows up, he will show out. God prefers and rather for us to have commitment rather than sacrifice. And my commitment is to read the Word of God. So once again, praise God, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Well, praise God, we come forth reading the Word of God from Genesis to Revelations, praise God. And once again, as we go forth, I give God praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. And also, I could honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who is very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, as well as the ministry. Well, praise God. Once again, we want to thank God for those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL, or even into our archives. If you happen to be riding home on this night, God bless you in the name of Jesus. Once again, we come forth coming out of 1 Samuel chapter 21. 1 Samuel chapter 21. Let us pray. Lord God, the God who sits high and looks low, who's able to do far exceedingly above anything we can think or imagine, the God who looks over us and provides our needs. God, we give you praise on this evening. We give you glory. We give you honor. For you are God all by yourself, and without you, we are nothing. Lord, we ask that your presence continue to be upon the reading of your word, for it's your word as it goes forward. Let it penetrate the worldly mind frame and receive by way of spirit the understanding of your word for change in our life. You are God, and we are to trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We're coming out of 1 Samuel chapter 21. If my voice appears a little tired, forgive me, but we're family here, and I thank you for tuning in. 708, hallelujah. God bless you. Let us read. Pray for me. Then King David to Nob, to the Amalekite, the priest. Ahimelech was afraid at the meeting of David and said unto him, why art thou alone and no man with thee? And David said unto Ahimelech the priest, the king had commanded me a business and has said unto me, let no man know anything of the business whereabout I send thee, and what I have commanded thee, and I have appointed my servants to search and search a place. Now therefore, what is under thine hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand, and what there is present. He said, thou is no common bread under my hand, but there is hallowed bread. If the young man have kept themselves at least from woman. And David answered the priest and said unto him, of a truth, woman have been kept from us about these 3 days since I come out, and the vessels of the young man are holy, and the bread is in a manner common, though it were sanctified this day in the vessel. And David answered the priest and said unto him, of a truth, woman, have been kept from us about these 3 days since I come out, and the vessel of the young man are holy, and the bread is in the manner common, though it were sanctified this day in the vessel. So the priest gave him hallowed bread, for there was no bread there but the showbread that was taken from before the Lord to put hot bread in the day when it was taken away. Now a certain man of a servant of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord, and his name was Doeg the Edomite, the chiefest of the herdmen that belonged to Saul. And David said unto Ahimelech, and is thou not there under thine hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. The sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom thou slewest in the valley of Elah, behold, it is here, wrapped with the cloth behind the ephod. If thou wilt take that, take it, for there is no other save that here. And David said, there is now like that, give it to me. And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, Is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in Dan's fane? Saul hath slain his thousand, and David his 10,000. And David laid up these words in his heart, and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of God. And he changed his behavior before them, and feigned himself mad in their hands, and scrambled on the doors of the gate, and let this spittle fall down upon his beard. Then said Achish unto his servants, Lo, ye see, the man is mad. Wherefore then have ye brought him to me? Have I need of madman that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come out my house? Then therefore departed thence and escaped. Chapter 21 of 1 Samuel. Chapter 22 is the beginning. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard, they went down to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. And he became up over them, and there were with him about 400 men. And David went tenth to Mizpah of Moab. And he said unto the king of Moab, Let my father and me and my mother, I pray thee, come forth and be with you till I know what God will do for me. And he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dealt with him all that while that David was in the hold. And the prophet of God said unto David, Abide not in the hold. Depart and get thee into the land of Judah. Then David departed and came into the forest of Herod. When Saul heard where David was discovered, and the men that were with him, now Saul abode in Gilboa by under the tree of Ramah, having his spear in his hand, and all his servants were standing about him. Then Saul said unto his servants that stood about him, Hear now, ye Benjamites, will the son of Jesse give every one of you thieves and vineyards, and make you all captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, that all of you have conspired against me, and there is none that showeth me that my son hath made a league with the son of Jesse? And there is none of you that was sorry for me, or showeth unto me that my son hath stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait as at this day. Then answered the Edomite, which was said over the servants of Saul, and said, I saw the son of Jesse come to Mard, to the Himelet, the son of Etud, and he inquired for the Lord for him, and gave him victuals, and gave him the sword of Goliath, the Philistine. Then the king sent to call Ahimelech, the priest, the son of Ahitub, and all his father's house, the priest that were Nob, and they called all of them to the king. And Saul said, hear now, thou son of Ahitub, and he answered, here I am, my lord. And Saul said unto him, why have you conspired against me, thou and the son of Jesse, in that thou hast given him bread and a sword, and hast inquired of God for me, that he should rise against me, to lie in wait as that this day? Then Ahimelech answered the king and said, and who is so faithful among all thy servants as David, which king, son-in-law, and goeth at thy bidding and is honored in thy house? Did I then begin to inquire of God for him? Be it far from me. Let not the king impute anything unto his servant, nor to all the house of my father. And the servant knew nothing of all this, least or more. And the king said, thou shalt surely die, Ahimelech, thou and all thy father's house. And the king said unto them that stood about him, turn and slay the priests of the Lord, because their hand also is with David, and because they knew when he fled, and did not show it to me. But the servants of the king would not put forth the hand to fall upon the priests of the Lord. And the king said to Diah, turn thou and fall upon the priest. And Diah the Edomite turned, and he fell upon the priest, and slew on that day 85 persons that did wear a linen ephod. And Nob, the city of the priest, smote he with the edge of the sword, both men and women, children and sucklings and oxen and asses and sheep, with the edge of the sword. And one of the sons of Ahimelech and the son of Ahitub, named Abitar, escaped and fled after David. And Abitar showed David that Saul had slain the Lord's priest. And David said unto Abitar, I knew in that day when Diag the Edomite was there, that he would surely tell Saul, I have occasioned the death of all the persons of the father's house. Abide thou with me, fear not, for he that seeketh my life seeketh thy life. But he who thou shalt be in safeguard. Chapter 23. None that old dated. Saying, behold, the Philistine fight against Keilah, and they rob the threshing floor. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. And David's men said unto him, behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more than if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Then David inquired of the Lord yet again, and the Lord answered him and said, arise, go down to Keilah, for I will be deliver the Philistines into thy hand. So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle and smote them with great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. And it came to pass, when Abiathar, the son of Ahimelech, fled to David to Keilah, that he came down with the ephod in his hand. And it was told so that David was come to Keilah. Saul said, God had delivered him into mine hand, and he is shut in by entering into the town that hath gates and bars. And Saul called the people together and said, I'm to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mischief against him. And he said to Abiathar the priest, bring hither the ephod. Then said David, O Lord of Gideon, thy servant has certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver up into the hands? Will Saul come down, as thy servant has heard? O Lord God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant. Then the Lord said, he will come down. Then David said, well, the men of Keilah delivered me and my men into the hand of Saul. And the Lord said, they will deliver thee up. Then David and his men, which were about 600, arose and departed out of Keilah and went to whithersoever they would go. And it was told Saul that David was escaped from Keilah and forbear to go forth. And David abode in the wilderness in strongholds and remained in the mountain in the wilderness of Ziz. And Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not into his hand. And David saw that Saul was come out to seek his life, and David was in wilderness of Zeph, and in a wood, and Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the wood and strengthened his hand in God. He said unto him, fear not, for the hand of Saul, my father, shall not find thee. thou shalt be king over Israel, and I shall be next unto thee. And also Saul my father knoweth. And they too made the covenant between the Lord and David, abode in the wood, and Jonathan went in his house. Then came up the Ziphites of Saul of Gibeah, saying, do not David hide himself with us in strongholds in the wood, in the hill of Heshkelah, which is on the south of Jeshimon. Now, therefore, king, come down according to all the desire of thy soul to come down, and our part shall be that deliver him into the king's hand. And Saul said, blessed be he of the Lord, for ye have compassion on me. Go, I pray you, prepare yet, and know and see his place where this hunt is, and how hath he him there. For it is told me that he dealeth very subtly. See therefore, and take knowledge of all the lurking places where he hideth himself, and come ye again, shall come to pass. And with the certainty, and I will go with you, and it will come to pass, if he be in the land, that I will search him out throughout all the thousands of Judah. And they arose and went to them before Saul. But David and his men were in wilderness of Moab, in the plain of the south of Jeshimon. So also and his men went to seek him, and they abode in the wilderness of Moab. And when Saul heard that he pursued after David in the wilderness of Moab, and Saul went on his side of the mountain, and David and his men on the side of the mountain, and David made haste to go away to fear of Saul. For Saul and his men compassed David and his men all round about to take them. But there came a messenger unto Saul, saying, haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. Wherefore Saul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistines. Therefore they called that place Selah, Hamalaka. And David went up from tent and dwelt in the strongholds of Engedi. Chapter 24. And it came to pass, when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, and it told him, saying, behold, David is in the wilderness of Engedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to see David and his men upon the rocks on the wild goats. And he came to the Sheikots by the way, where was the cave of Saul, went in to cover his feet. And David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the men of David said unto him, behold, the day
unto thee, behold, I will deliver thine enemies into thy hand, and thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the shirt of Saul's robe privately. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's shirt. And he said unto his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So David stayed his servant with these words and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. David also rose afterward and went out of the cave and carried after Saul, saying, my lord of the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. And David said unto Saul, wherefore hearest thou men's words, saying, behold, David seeketh thy heart? Behold, this day thy eyes have seen how that the Lord hath delivered thee today unto my hand in the cave. And so bold me kill thee, but my eyes spared my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. Moreover, my father, see the skirt of thy robe, and kill thee not. Know thou and see that thou is neither evil nor transgression in my heart, and I have not sinned against thee. Yet thou huntest my soul like take it. The Lord judgeth between me and thee, and the Lord avengeth me of thee. But my hand shall not be upon thee, as saith the proverb of the ancient, wickedness proceedeth from the wicked, but my hand shall not be upon thee. After whom is the king of Israel come out? After whom doest thou pursue? Dead dog? After a flea? The Lord, therefore, be judge. The judge between me and thee, and see, and plead my case and my cause, and deliver me out of my hand. And it came to pass, when David had made an end of speaking these words unto Saul, that Saul said, is this thy voice, my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. And he said to David, thou art my righteous. Then I, for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil. And thou hast showed this deed, how that thou hast dealt well with me. For as much as we, when the Lord has delivered thee into thine hand, thou killest me not. For if a man find his enemy, will he let him go away? Therefore the Lord rewarded thee good, for that thou hast done unto me this day. And now, behold, I know well that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thine hand. Swear now, therefore, to me, my Lord, that thou wilt not cut off my seed after me, and that thou wilt not destroy my name out of my father's house. And David swore unto Saul, and Saul went home, but David and his men unto the hold. That concludes the reading for this evening. Once again, thank you for joining us. We're going into the morning time now, the next day, but we thank God. We give God praise, honor, and glory because this is the day that the Lord has made. And Central Standard Time, it's a new day. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And remember, stand.
A stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend, but I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand, yeah. Tell somebody, say you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.